Look out now. Down here in the Horta Chuckled South End, we've been working tirelessly in our biotech greenhouses to get a leg up on the competition for artisanal medical nettle in preparation for full legalization. The naysayer would add pessimism to persistent fogs, pests, and piracy for our prickly perennials, but our agrarians won't be deterred. Certainly not in the face of hoped for profits when the crops are paroled, when their many medical attributes overcome the fears of a paranoid anti-itch society. Admittedly, we have an uphill climb. Anecdotal horror stories of recreational nettle users overdosed and overscratched back in the ravines days after their unsupervised experimentation still serve fodder to those without scientific understanding of our latest advances. Superstition still surrounds the 8-foot itching posts that darken the interior of the South End Trail system. Many of the neighbors assumed the barefoot bandit, like his mythic predecessor D.B. Cooper, had perished in the nettle jungles trying to escape the relentless dragnets of our inimitable law enforcement officers. More likely, he used the nutritious plants for survival and herbal remedy. Thanks to our researchers' unraveling of the genus Urtica's genome, we've engineered strains of nettle scarcely irritable to a baby's backside. Now, hopefully with a healthy influx of venture capital from investors who can realize profits heretofore unimaginable, we can begin the PR campaign to bring medical nettle out from under its pharmacological reputation as the bad boy of invasive plants to a more reasoned and sane understanding by the general public. Nettleopathy, the gentle application of epidermal stimulation, may soon be as accepted as a healing technique as acupuncture, without the needles. Fear and ignorant superstition will give way to scientific method and enlightened medical practice. The dark ages, my friend, are over for the South End. Artisan nettle, better living through genetic modification, and coming to a shop near you.
Look out now.